Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Pretty amazing yesterday watching how many people? Almost 2 million 1. people.
1.5 to 2 million, yeah.
Packed the downtown Toronto core for the Toronto Raptors parade. Number one. That was long. Like, that was, what, 5.5 hours for them just to get to the stage?
They were 2 hours behind.
Ridiculous, right?
Cops did a pretty good job, for the most part.
Yeah, well, we'll get into that.
But they did a good job keeping the crowds going, the floats going through the crowds, is what I mean.
It made me uncomfortable just watching it.
I would never. Like, there were people in that, is it Nathan Pearson Place or whatever?
Yeah.
They were camped out there for 3 days.
Yeah. Well, no. They said the day before is when.
Well, I heard on TV 3 days.
There was a no camping rule. They didn't allow people to camp.
Well, people were hanging around the area for 3 days to get in. Never in a million years. Never in a million years. I can't deal with that many people. But just the float goes by and then that's it. You're done.
Like, the only reason I'm saying no is because I'm kind of claustrophobic. I don't like that.
Well, that too.
But I understand why they're doing it. I mean, it's a gathering of like-minded people that are there to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them probably just wanted to justify them skipping out on work.
That's probably true.
I think that was a lot of it.
But I mean, so Marc Gasol, he bats you a ball in the air.
Yeah.
And you catch it or whatever. Right. And then the float goes by and then that's it. And then you're trapped with like thousands of people around you and you can't get out.
I saw people like sitting on light standards. And I go, were they there for 5 hours waiting?
Did you see when they initially won and everybody's milling around? One guy tried to climb a thing and he slipped down and his legs went right on either side of the sign.
Yeah, so crushed his nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
But how do they, and the cops let them go up there?
Well, what are you going to do? There's so many of them.
That's true. That is true. Yeah, that's a good point.
They were destroying city buses and stuff too. Anyway. We'll talk about the obvious thing that happened yesterday at the parade too, but that was mind-blowing and something that I think neither one of us would take part in.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
People have to come along and ruin the fun at the parade yesterday.
Always.
There were 3 people arrested after, I guess 4 people were injured in a shooting, and we don't know who was, who was shot yet. I have no idea, but there were a couple of people hurt in the stampede and stuff like that. It's pretty crazy to watch on TV as it's happening because they go up and say, okay, there's an emergency. Everybody stay calm. And it's just like, oh, crap. And you knew it. I remember as I was watching it, I'm just thinking to myself the whole time, here's why I don't want to be in a large crowd. Because of this.
Yeah.
And that's sad that you have that worry where you're like, I don't know about you guys, but when I'm in a big crowd now,
you're looking around.
I'm always looking over
Me
my
too.
Shoulder.
Me too.
I'll never forget the first time I went to a concert in Vegas after the shooting.
Yeah.
I actually had it in my mind where I'm like, okay, so when we're here at the show, where do I sit in the venue? Because if a shooter walks in the main door, do I want to be right by the door? Because he might get shot, but also you might get out.
Yeah.
Like, it's sad that you have to have that conversation with yourself. Right?
We never used to have that maybe 15 years ago. There was shootings for as long as we've been around, but not as many.
Well, social media publicizes them more.
But I guess so,
I mean, there are... It's crazy how they're everywhere
now. That's the first thing I thought
when
I saw...
They're in Canada, they're in the U.S.
When I saw 1.5 million people in a contained area, it's like,
just kind of go... And you think, you're just like, oh, God, I hope nothing happens here. You know, like,
yeah.
I really do hope that these people are good. And I hope there's, because, listen, you've got 1.5 million people there. There's a certain percentage of those people that are bad apples.
Well, they're just there to ruin the fun or jerk around. Absolutely. Yeah. Make a spectacle of themselves.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Yesterday, I realized during the shooting in Toronto, that my lack of patience has taken over. I was sitting there and I'm watching everything, you know, happen, and I'm watching the ceremony on TV live. And then what's his face? The announcer comes. I can't remember his name. He did a great job, though. Came out and told everybody to stay calm. There's an emergency. It's being handled. And you could see that there was a lot of moving around in the crowd, and the people on the stage were kind of getting shifty-eyed and everything like that. And I thought, how don't I know what's going on Twitter right now? And I'm searching Twitter, and I can't find anything. And I'm searching all social media. I can't find anything about this. Mm. And it probably took 10 minutes to find something on it. I know, right? But that's all I'm thinking is, how dare nobody put anything on social media about this?
Can we not Snapchat it or Instagram it or something?
Right, and people did in the end. But like, that's the kind of person I've become. I don't know if you have, but I need it now, immediately. I need to know. It's like I need to be standing right next to the event.
Yeah, and it can't be that long. Like, you need the information, and it can't take that long. I'm not saying you, but our world is, you need the information now, and it can't take that long to get it to you. You know what I mean?
No, I need it now. And this is another thing, too. I was watching a local newscast that's on a three-letter network last night. And they had, I'm telling you, man, they didn't even address the shooting at the Toronto parade until probably 10, 15 minutes into the newscast. And I thought to myself,
what?
How do you do that? How is that not your lead story? Like, I don't understand that, how that wasn't your lead. And that angered me because, again, I need it now.
Everybody.
Right. I need my news, and I need to know what's going on now. And I need to know more than the next person so I can go up to them and I can be their source of information.
But see, that's the problem, though. People nowadays, news reporting agencies, they're not about getting it right. They're about getting it first.
They're about getting it right now.
Yeah. Like right now. It's not like we need to get all the facts.
God love them. Do it.
So
I need something.
You'd rather have it right now than right.
I would rather get incorrect information and at least have some information than get no information.
Well, you're
at
pathetic,
all. And that's
my
what
sir.
Happened yesterday. And maybe that's the difference between Canadian and American media. Maybe that's what it is. Because in the States, if you ever watch like a national emergency and you see Wolf Blitzer doing his thing,
he is terrible.
The worst for it.
He's terrible.
He is Mr. Speculation.
Oh, I know.
Well, it could be this and could be that.
So you like that?
No. I'm not saying I like it, but I like the fact that there's something. Right?
But that's
but Canadian
that's
media,
stupid.
They actually figure out the facts.
You just want a guy to say something.
Yeah. Anything.
I think
it can be
44 people have been shot
right.
in Toronto. So
and
you
I would
can
be
run
like,
up, you
and
can
I would be
up,
like,
tell everybody
yeah,
that
and I'd
wrong
be like,
information.
Did you hear 44 people were shot in Toronto? Right. That's not what happened. Thank goodness.
I know.
And I need it now.
Chad and Ballsy. Daily.
See that hemorrhoid still bugging you? Or
yes,
what?
It's bugging me. It hurts. Yeah.
Real bad?
It's starting to bleed now a little
bit,
too.
Is it like stinging?
Yes. I can't sit.
You can't... Can't what?
I can't sit.
Sit.
I can't do the other thing either very well.
Do you hear that?
What?
It's me. I'm down here.
Put a mic right next to your butt.
What?
I know. Just
I'm using Dolby's mic.
Well, of course.
Okay, well, I gotta get it there. Yeah, okay.
Hey, it's me, Harry the Hemorrhoid.
Oh, God.
Just hanging out. And Ballsy, I've been dealing with your crap for over four decades.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to live my life.
I'll stop talking out of your ass. Yeah. You may see me as some little stinker, but hemorrhoids are people, too. Rubbing all sorts of salves on me, trying to get me to just disappear, snapping pictures of me awkwardly in the mirror to send off for
what?
Medical advice. Well, Ballsy, you think I've been a pain in your ass to this point? There's no amount of preparation for this bumhole beatdown. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got an appointment with my shrink. A little hemorrhoid humor for you. But seriously, Ballsy, your butt is mine. Anyway, bum voyage!
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Today is my third wedding anniversary with my wife, Callie.
Yeah.
And we are going to celebrate as most new parents do. We are just going out and having a supper to ourselves, and we'll be sitting staring at our phone thinking, is he okay?
Who's watching him?
Is he okay? Grandma's watching.
Grandma's watching.
Yeah, it'll be good to get out just for a little while. But the wedding day, to me, I mean, it was a big deal. But it's not something I fantasized my whole life about.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I'm in the minority because they say in a new survey that men actually fantasize about their future wedding more than women.
Nah.
Well, maybe it's because guys just go, oh, no. They look at it with dread. I don't know. You shouldn't look at it with dread. It is honestly one of the best days of your life. But this does bust a lot of stereotypes. What are married people picturing when it comes to their wedding? Well, most of the time, they're looking at the location. That's the main thing. Where am I going to get married?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Then what am I going to look like? I think that's more the ladies than the guys. Yeah. Guys, it's pretty simple. It's
tux,
like, put on your monkey suit and get in there, and that's it. Food and drink, which I don't care. I catered. I didn't care. The photos, and then who they're going to invite. Now, who you're going to invite, that, I find, is the most difficult part of any wedding ever, because you will never get it right.
But you're not fantasizing about that, are you?
No, but you're worrying about
it. I guess so, yeah, because you got to cut out friends. Where do you cut the friends out?
My wedding was nothing like I thought it would be. Because I'm a small town kid, Callie is a small town kid, I thought our wedding would be very small town. I thought it would either be in her hometown of Kennedy or my hometown of Lanigan. There would be like 900 people there.
Mm-hmm.
And it would just be kind of a free-for-all kind of thing, a little bit more relaxed. That's not how we did it. We had a small wedding. I think there were 150 people at our wedding, which is considered small now, at the Hotel Saskatchewan. So it was very city. And we tried not to make it stuffy, so it wasn't stuffy, but it was definitely a little higher end than some weddings I've been to.
Yeah.
So not at all like we thought it was going to be.
Well, I know one thing about your wedding. You had an unbelievable MC. I mean, the MC...
Yeah, John did a great job. John Hopkins.
Yo, did he ever.
Oh, you mean you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Good morning.
Your third anniversary today.
Mm-hmm.
They asked a bunch of people who were married, what they'd do over again if it was their wedding day.
Mm.
So here's some of the advice. Save stationery and keepsakes. They'd do maybe the ornaments that you had at the table or something like that. No, okay.
No, I wouldn't worry about that.
Did you create a guest book?
Yeah, we had a little board that everybody wrote their name on a leaf.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. Did you say that?
Yeah, we did, but nobody ended up writing their names on the leaf. Okay. So it's just
did you create a wedding album? An actual physical wedding album? People wish they would have done that.
Yes. Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Did you plan for the unexpected? Was there anything unexpected at your wedding that you didn't plan for? Can you remember?
No, it all went pretty well. I guess I didn't plan for the fact that the boys were going to take me out quite so hard the night before.
Okay.
But other than that, yeah.
Stick to your budget. Did you guys do that pretty well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that was
I
the third
so.
Thing people wish they would have done better. Take more pictures. Did you? I liked your pictures.
Lots of pictures.
We had a lot.
Yeah.
Too much.
Enough.
And this is the one that I think is common with everybody. Relax and enjoy the day. I think that's kind of hard. You can't really relax because the day already is, you're already nervous that day. So
I do wish I would have been more relaxed around the reception. Because I was so busy talking to people. I really wish I just would have partied a little more.
Mm.
But I was walking around making sure everybody was good.
Yeah.
You know, making sure the bar was good. Like, you know what I mean? You find yourself.
Well, and with your buddies and stuff and certain family members, you're measured on the bar. You're measured. That's where you're measured. Like, was there enough drinks?
Well,
was it good?
And there were a couple people that were having maybe a couple too many that I had to kind of suggest they find another different entertainment for the evening. But I had to handle.
Is there
any
of your old radio colleagues?
No.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
The average person, they asked 2,000 people this. The average person made their first friend at the age of 5.
Okay. I can't remember, so that could be.
I think I did. Aaron Sweeney down the street. Rode a bike at 7. Yeah, I'd say 6.
Yeah, I might have done it a little earlier.
Me too. I think about 5 or 6.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Learned to swim at 8.
Yeah, at least.
I haven't. learned to swim yet.
Still haven't.
Nope.
You're going to die from that.
Not in
someday.
Water. I won't die in water.
What, are you going to die drowning in something else other than water?
Well, I'm not
you
got
to learn to swim.
You
should know how
drowning.
To swim.
Why?
It's just...
Why?
It's a safety
thing. If we
thing.
Were out together, would you help me if I was drowning?
Of course.
Well, then I don't need to learn how
no,
to swim.
No, but I would rather help myself.
Well, if I plash...
So if I die chasing after you because you were too lazy to learn how to swim...
When am I going to drown? I'm on a boat with people that can swim. If I'm flying over the water, which is generally the other time I'm around water, I'm
going
to die when it crashes.
Well,
I don't need to learn how to swim.
All right.
Sorry. Rolled their first roller coaster at 12.
Yeah, that's probably right. Might have been a little before.
I didn't like... no. Wait. 15. I did the Edmonton roller coaster after the...
Mine was
ride.
Either Callaway Park... Or Mall of America. I can't remember. One of the two.
Yeah, mine was in West Ed Mall. Flew for the first time. When did you fly for the first time?
They say, I was way later.
They said 14 is when you fly for the first time and break your first bone.
No way. Hmm. I'm lucky. I still haven't broken a bone. I'm lucky that way. But I flew for the first time when I was 25.
I flew for the first time when I was 20 with the Rams to BC to play a game. And I broke my first bone when I was 5 when my dad threw me over the boards in Indian Head skating. And I broke my leg.
I would too. I don't blame him.
Had their first kiss at 15.
I think I might have been before that. Yeah, I think I might have been before that. But I, yeah.
I was way later. I went to the first concert at 16.
Okay.
Were you 16?
No, I would have been younger than 16.
Mine was in my 20s.
Yeah. That was your first concert in your
20s? Yeah, 20s, yeah. Yeah, I went 20s.
Like when in your 20s?
Early 20s, because it was Randy Jackson, Alan Jackson. Travis, Alan Jackson.
And you were in your early 20s and you chose to
my
go
first
to
rock concert. My first rock concert was actually Nickelback here at the Brand Center. I was working at the Wolf.
Wow, you sure got into the right industry. Next.
The average person moved out of their parents' house at 21.
Earlier than that.
I was a little later, but not much. I went on their first big road
this
trip.
This is boring me. What else you got? Is there anything big in there?
When did you get engaged?
20, I don't know, whatever. 30-something.
Okay, you're late. You're late. 25.
30. Okay.
I don't know, whatever.
32.
When do we die?
Yeah.
Like
well, this bit dies.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Hey, Chris.
I'd just like to report that there is a deer that just got off the Winnipeg ramp heading north on the Winnipeg.
Yeah.
Heading north on the ring road on the east side.
Okay.
So it just came off the off ramp onto the ring road?
Yeah.
Heading east. Okay.
Heading north.
Heading
north on the east side.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm confused.
Yeah, okay, I get it now. Heading north on the east side. Okay, I get it. And so did it merge correctly, or?
No, it was just running along the grass. I figured I'd let you guys know.
You know what's hilarious about this whole thing? The deer probably picks up on the zipper merge out of the motorist in his town.
Yeah, bro. No, you know what's hilarious about this? Is somewhere somebody's like, hey, grab my tags!
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.